Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my made-for-children, with your public funding, Frank.
Brought to you by viewers like you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It almost sounded terrible.
It really started out pretty bad.
But then as soon as I said, with your public funding, I'm like, oh, well, then it's a good thing because I paid for it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Then there's no problem.
No.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Quite well myself. I have a beer here, which you have provided.
Yes, which a friend of mine provided to me. So I had a get together not too long ago. And when you host, people bring stuff and leave it here forever.
Funny how that works.
Isn't it? So they brought a Leinenkugel's shandy pack. It's a shandy sampler.
I didn't know that they made shandies. Not in the summer.
I know, right?
I really only ever drink shandies in the summer, so this is interesting. It's a ginger shandy.
It is a ginger shandy.
A shandy-style beer inspired by our Prohibition-era ginger ale.
So have you tried it
I'm
yet?
I'm going to crack it open right now.
Okay, you go for I already took a sip of mine, so you can go for his taste. That sounds good,
it's a good sound,
the earphone. Sounds good.
Such a good sound.
That doesn't sound as good.
Ooh, it's good. Oh, yeah, it's very ginger. It's very ginger.
It's very gingery.
It is definitely a ginger shandy.
It's
no
like
doubt
Gilligan's
about it.
Island gingery.
Wow.
Because it's a shandy?
As gingery as the Weasleys.
Beach. Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. So, ginger shandy. There's also grapefruit shandy in here, harvest patch shandy, and autumn tea shandy. Unfortunately, they're all gone except for the ginger shandy. So, thank goodness that's okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So next time we'll look for the sampler at another time.
Exactly.
Because I'm really curious about autumn tea shandy.
Autumn tea, yeah, that definitely spikes my curiosity.
Yeah. Spikes your tea. All right.
Spike tea.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
It's a wonderful kind of day.
It is a wonderful kind of day here in the neighborhood.
Yeah. To learn and love and play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Should probably get along with each other.
So I have been thinking recently about a lot of shows that I watched in my childhood.
Good.
On the TV tubes. Because did you see that Bill Nye has got a new show coming out on Netflix?
Yeah, I saw something about that, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know any more than what you just said.
It sounds like it's going to be somewhat of a talk show and somewhat of a go out and do pre-recorded bits show.
Okay.
I guess kind of like Jimmy Kimmel or Conan does like pre-recorded comedy bits, but instead of comedy, it's going to be science.
All science bits.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
But in Bill Nye's style, where it's not just like dry science, it's like fun science stuff.
Fun, wacky science.
Anyway, that got me thinking. That got me thinking about, you know, when I used to watch Bill Nye as a kid and all the shows that I watched as a kid. I watched a lot of PBS. I think I've made passing references to
that. Oh, yeah, we watched a lot of PBS, yeah.
I, in particular, watched a ton of PBS because I didn't have cable growing up.
Right.
I only had, you know, antenna, whatever I can get over an antenna in the New York area, so which was a lot. I mean, we had like 30 channels, which was a lot for an antenna. But I didn't have Nickelodeon, didn't have Disney Channel, didn't have, Cartoon Network or any of those channels that a lot of my peers did have growing up. But I watched a lot of PBS as a result because that was kind of the main source of kids programming. So, and I understand you did too.
Yeah, we had cable, but we weren't allowed to watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like we could watch like Kids WB, Fox Kids and stuff like that. But Nickelodeon was pretty much barred
really
for a little bit. When I was old enough, I could watch like Ghost Rider. I think Ghost Rider was Ghost Rider. Yeah, on Nickelodeon. Yeah, and like stuff like that. But a lot of other cartoons, mostly cartoons that my friends watched, and I'm sure your friends watched. Yeah. I didn't watch. We grew up watching PBS, kind of just by like osmosis, I guess, more than anything. It didn't really like, I don't remember my parents ever really, apart from really Ren and Stimpy, they were like, you can't watch.
Do you think it was because it was, you know, PBS was educational and your parents were like, you should watch stuff that's gonna rot your brain?
You know, but they never said that. You know, I'm sure that was the intention.
Mm-hmm.
But I or maybe they did say it. I have no recollection of this.
Sure.
Hold on 1 second. Mom!
Meatloaf!
No, she's not here. But I know she does listen to this, so I'm sure
there you go.
Yeah. So she's like, well, my God. Flashbacks. But we grew up from really early watching Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Because we combined the Mr. Rogers and the Arthur Toons together.
We did,
at that very moment.
Yes, yes.
I was hoping you would pick up the second line, like, I go wonderful kind of day, you do wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Just go
back and forth. That's okay.
That's all right.
So I guess let's start with Mr. Rogers.
Sure.
Because that was one that I used to watch, because that was like for the little kids.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine?
Good old cardigans. I used to love those sweaters. Even as a kid, I like his, when he came in with like the green sweater. I don't know what it was about the green one. It's not even my favorite color. But like when he came in with the green sweater, I was like, that's it. This is going to be a good episode.
Except I remember the red
like
sweater.
Four. So I'm like, it's going to be a good episode.
For some reason, I remember the red sweater.
It's going to be a good spode. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't wait to go to the land of make-believe.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Now that's funny because I didn't like the land of make believe.
Oh, really?
I didn't like the puppets.
I didn't either, actually, so much. That was probably my least favorite.
I liked the first, like, what, 15
Whatever
minutes,
it was.
10, 15
yeah,
minutes?
It was probably half an hour. So, yeah, it's probably like half him and half make believe.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
King Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
A joke I did not get till I was much older.
No.
I was like, why have there been 13 King Fridays? I don't get it.
Why is he so mean?
Yeah, why is he such a grouch?
Yeah, I liked the guests, and I liked him, mm-hmm. and I liked his little messages. He just made me feel good, even as a little kid.
He was such a good man. Like,
extremely.
He was just a good person. Like, you read about him, like, he was a good guy. And I can't remember what branch of the, I may use my lookup.
Was he a Marine?
All right, I won't use my lookup. I believe he was a Marine.
I will use.
No, no, don't use yours. I'm not using mine.
we know he was in the military.
Yeah, I know he was in the service. And
yeah, because
so,
I know he had tattoos.
Yes,
tattoos
exactly.
on his arm, which is one of the reasons he always wore the sweaters.
I want to say it was either the Navy or the Marines.
Yeah.
That's why
the Navy.
Yeah.
That actually sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I could remember. That's why he wore the sweaters, just to cover up the tattoos.
Yeah, because it's that great Family Guy joke with him as a sniper.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Which is, hello, neighbor. And just right before he kills the person, so good.
He always reminded me, he had the same grandfatherly quality as George H.W. Bush.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been when I said, hey, neighbor. In my head, it kind of triggered a Bush.
Because you were kind of doing a George Bush Sr. impression there.
Yeah, which was not my intention.
I know, but it's
out.
Yeah.
More like gray and lanky.
Yeah. But anyway, Mr. Rogers was, he was great. He was great. And I spent a lot of many hours watching him. I wish you could still, I don't know if those are still available, like to binge watch or anything. Because now they have like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, which is like the spinoff of it. And that's what's on PBS now.
That doesn't have a ring to it the same way. Why am I calling this adult by his full name?
I mean, it's the same number of syllables, Daniel Tiger.
What was Mr. Rogers' first name?
Fred.
Thank you.
Fred Rogers.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Thanks. His wife made his sweaters. Did you know that?
I did not know
that. Yeah, that's what I had heard. I don't know. You know, people say things.
Yeah.
You listen, whether it's true or not, who's to say? I choose to live in the cave.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's actually really, really sweet. But yeah, he was great. He was great. Did you also watch Sesame Street a lot?
You know, yeah. In my mind, for whatever reason, the Muppets and Sesame Street are like forever linked.
Exactly why.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me why.
Because they're forever linked because they're the same thing.
Okay.
Because it's Jim Henson.
Right, sure.
And Kermit the Frog was on Sesame Street all the time.
But you know how there's like I'm an Apple or a Mac. I'm an Apple or a PC guy, yeah. Or I'm a DC or a Marvel. Yeah. I'm a Sesame Street or a Muppet. You know,
no, they're the same. I mean, they're like they are.
That's how it is in my brain, even though that's not true.
But Sesame Street are so. You're not the only one who thinks that. Because I remember having this conversation probably about 10 years ago with some friends of mine.
Okay,
and I remember making a comment about like the Muppets and Sesame Street. My friends were like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "Well, you know, they're like the same thing." They're like, "No, I don't have any memory of the Muppets and Sesame Street having anything to do with each other." And I was like, dude, Kermit was on Sesame Street like regularly.
Well, see, I have
when we were really little.
I have no recollection of that.
Yeah, all the time. He was yeah, he would always be in his trench coat, and he was like news reporter like Kermit the Frog here.
Oh my god, that's
you
right.
Him in the trench coat?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's from Sesame Street.
Wow.
They did a bunch of those, some of those pre-recorded bits. He was never like on the street with
sure.
hanging out. But that was their it's Jim Henson and Children's Television Workshop. Came together and did
what?
Sesame Street.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
So you are 100% right to have that association because
Okay, great. Okay. When I was a kid, I had a Bert and Ernie book.
Nice.
Where Bert.
Hey Bert.
Bert was the tall skinny one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Bert had to go grocery shopping.
Okay.
And to make sure he remembered he had to remember what to get at the store.
Okay.
He had to tie a string around his finger.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. But then he forgot. It was so tied up with the string.
Yeah.
That he ended up forgetting what the string was actually like supposed to have him remember.
Right. He just knew
to
remember
some
something.
Other stuff happened. Yeah. We had that one. We had a spring cleaning book too, where they just had like all this random stuff in their closet. Pulling out. That was a fun one. God, kids' books so, so lame. What do you think about it? This book's about spring cleaning.
Well, okay, so I had a series of those too, and they were also they came with like a tape that read along so you could like learn how to read by reading the book. And it did the whole like, you know, turn the page when you hear the sound.
Oh yeah. I remember those, yeah.
I think I want to say they were little golden books, but I could be wrong. But either way, whether they were or not, I remember one was Ernie Gets Lost, where Ernie and Maria go to the department store together and Ernie gets lost. And the whole point was to teach kids what to do. Like, if you get lost in a store.
I need an adult.
Yeah, right.
Even though I'm Ernie and I am an adult.
And I remember the store was called PC Nichols, like J.C. Penney, but PC Nichols.
That's awesome.
Then there was The Little Red Hen, which was just like the fable of The Little Red Hen, but with all of the characters in the fable as characters from Sesame Street. So, like, Bert was the Little Red Hen. He was like the one that was like freaking out.
Nice.
And then there were some others, but the most iconic one is, of course, the monster at the end of this book.
The monster at the end of this book?
You don't know the monster at the end of this book?
No. What's that?
Tim! Oh, my God. Okay, so it's Grover, right? And he's reading
Spoiler
to you.
Spoiler alert.
He's telling you. No.
Grover was he in armor? Was he in armor?
No, maybe at some point. Well, no, that's Super Grover. Isn't that Super Grover?
That's Super Grover. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Which was a recurring character on the show. But,
yeah, right.
But monster at the end of this book, Grover is telling you the story about, like, be careful. Don't continue through this book because there's a monster. And if you keep turning the pages, it's going to get, like, bad things are going
to
happen. So
but now I
be
need
careful.
To, but now I want to turn the pages faster.
Exactly. So he keeps doing these things. Like, he tries to nail the pages shut and you turn the page. And he's like, why are you doing this to me? Stop. Like, it's actually very funny and like Muppet type humor of like self-referential and very meta. And then at the end, the monster is actually Grover. It's like, I guess it was me. I shouldn't have been scared all along.
That's dark.
No, it's not. It's light. It's funny.
It's very gothic literature of itself. The monster was me all along. I killed Bert and Ernie and hid them in the floorboards. It was me.
It was Grover with the candlestick.
Yeah,
in
right.
The parlor.
Oh, that is dark. That's twisted.
No, it's very fun. It's very fun. I can't believe you never had such a classic. Oh.
No, all classic right. for New York.
No, I mean I've seen you'll make references on the internet and stuff. I think it's now an iPad app.
All right, maybe I'll download the app.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
We'll see what's up with that.
Let's see what other PBS shows did you watch?
Oh, well, if we're going along the lines of puppetry still at this time,
sure.
I was a big fan of Lamb Chop.
Oh man.
Up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, which now it's funny because like thinking back now, I couldn't tell you almost anything about Lamb Chop except for Lamb Chop and Lori, was that her name?
Sherry Lewis.
Sherry Lewis, see?
You took the L from Lewis and put it on the
there,
Lori.
Yeah. Sherry Lewis. I remember it was being real. I remember being sad when she died.
Me too. I remember where I was when she was. I was in my dentist's office and the news came on.
I was at home at the dining room table.
Mm.
Anyway, I remember, but I couldn't really tell you anything about that except that she, Lamb Chop and Sherry Lewis had like an antagonistic relationship.
Yeah, sure.
And the song That Never Ends.
Yes,
those are the two, only really the two things that I really remember about Lamb Chop. We had a Lamb Chop doll.
Oh,
too.
Me too.
Did you?
It was like, it was Lamb Chop as Santa, like she was wearing a Santa hat.
Oh, that's cute. We had a regular one. I think we had like a finger one too.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where it came from.
I actually had puppets of Lamb Chop and Charlie Horse and Hush Puppy.
Oh,
all three of them.
You know,
I was really into Lamb Chop at a certain point.
Lamb Chop is like, it's a horrible name.
Yeah, it's so dark. That's dark.
That's dark. Yeah. This is what you're going to be.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's so bad.
But it goes back to like the 50s or 60s. Like, that's how far back she goes.
Lamb Chop goes back. Yeah. I'm sure there's stuff on YouTube. I should go back and watch.
A lot of that stuff was kind of like Muppet-esque humor too. Where it's like there's a level for the adults and a level for the kids too.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that like I have an affinity for something like Lamb Chop that I'd be curious to revisit, but I do not want to revisit something like Barney, which I also used to watch.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, me either. My sister watched a ton of Barney. My sister was really into Barney. I think I was just like 1 or 2 years too old for Barney, like at his peak.
Okay.
But my sister was way into Barney.
I was that's strange then, because I'm older than you, but I watched Barney.
Well, your sister's about the same age as my sister. Could that be why?
Oh, maybe. That's a good point. Sure.
Well, they're a couple years apart, but...
Still a couple. Yeah, yeah, she's still a little younger. My sister's more your age.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Well, I've never really thought about that before in that context. That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. That's so strange. But anyway, we used to have a Barney tape. And I remember watching them always in like syncopation, but back to back with a Power Rangers video that we had.
Oh, funny.
That
okay.
was the about the Yellow Ranger. Oh. It was about training.
Okay.
Interesting. Trin.
Trang Pack.
Nope. Nope.
That's Mean Girls.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I watched a bit of Barney. Remember, like, there was like Barney Live at Radio City Music Hall or something that my sister watched a lot.
Okay.
For Lamb Chop, I saw Lamb Chop live once. I saw like Sherry Lewis did.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I saw Sesame Street live once too. Because they used to do that. I think they still do that.
I think they might still do that.
Yeah.
Because is it HBO that picked up Sesame Street?
Yeah. It's still on PBS. But, yeah. But now like first run is HBO and then the reruns go to PBS.
That's
kind
cool.
Of weird.
That's whatever. Yeah. It's cool. I'm glad that HBO did
I'm glad
that.
They saved it. Yeah. Because it seems like they were running out of money, so.
Yeah. Aw, the cat came to snuggle with you.
So cute. So I watched a lot of those.
I mean, it's about time. We've been coming over for years. It's about time that he warmed up to you, right?
Finally. Seriously, it's taken like 2 years for him.
You're the only one. He loves everyone.
I know. He doesn't like me. Yeah. I don't know why. What about like the afternoon stuff? That's a lot of the morning shows, but what about like, we talked about Wishbone once already.
Yes, we did.
So we don't have to go into that.
No, you can go back.
We can give that a nod. We both loved our Wishbone.
Yes, we did.
I talk about a dog, the cat runs away.
Yeah. Wow. That was fortuitous timing.
Hmm.
So we talked about Wishbone was on at,
I want to say four.
Four.
Yeah.
Because Kratz Creatures was on at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it was on at 4:30 because dinner
after.
Was at 5.
Ah, there you
and
go.
Sometimes dinner would be slightly early, and we couldn't finish.
Oh no, Kratz
we
Creatures.
Couldn't finish Kratz Creatures.
So
oh,
was
yeah.
Arthur on at 3 for you then?
Arthur must have been on at 3, and then I must have swapped. And then I must have switched from Arthur to like something on
some
Fox Kid or something. Like maybe it was Power Rangers at that time.
Oh, okay,
and then we went back for Wishbone and Kratz Creatures. Mm. So
I don't remember what was on after Arthur on PBS.
I don't remember. Wasn't Bill Nye, was it?
Maybe.
Might have been Bill Nye,
yeah.
I don't remember.
I know I watched a lot of Bill Nye.
Because Bill Nye flitted in and out of. Like, I had an appreciation for him, but It just, for whatever, it just didn't, it didn't, as a kid, it didn't grab me the way that it should have. But the afternoon had a lot of good stuff. So let's talk about Arthur first. How much Arthur did you watch?
I think I've seen every episode.
Oh yeah, me too.
I think I've seen every episode.
I might still watch it.
Well, they started making new episodes again like last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I watched a couple of those just for fun. And they were pretty much as good.
Yeah.
They're pretty much just as good. They did a really funny episode that I feel like was for the parents that was called Fountain Abbey, where it was Binky finds out that his, like, he might be like British royalty or something, and so he has this fantasy where it's basically Downton Abbey. It's a Downton Abbey parody where all the characters ladder up to another.
Oh my god, that is absolutely
it was very
for the parents, because like, look,
funny.
If your kids are watching PBS, chances are you're watching PBS at night,
and so you know Downton Abbey.
You know Downton Abbey, yeah.
So it was very funny, and I've never seen a single episode of Downton Abbey, but it was still funny because it was just like a parody of British
just
stuff,
a lot of Arthur characters walking into rooms and going, oh
yeah,
I'm sorry,
yeah, and just like being
what is a weekend
stuff. It was funny. And the other stuff, the other news they did was funny too. Yeah.
That's cool. I used to think DW was like the devil.
Because you were an older brother, so.
Yeah, but my sister wasn't a terror. So we terrorized her.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but she was not like DW. Like, you know, like, I'm just going to go through all your stuff. Like, that wasn't her style.
I mean, she had it coming because he destroyed her snowball.
Yes.
Or did he?
Wow. Good.
Remember
pull.
The snowball?
Yep, I sure do. We, growing up, had an Arthur computer game.
Ooh.
I had two PBS computer games.
Nice.
One of them was Arthur, in which you would just kind of, it was like an interactive storybook, I guess.
Okay.
It would read you the story, and Arthur would talk to you, and then you could like click around the room on different stuff, and you'd be like in the classroom, and Mr. Ratburn. I was going to Ratigan, and I knew that wasn't
right.
No,
that was close.
Yeah, Mr. Ratburn would say stuff. Mr. Ratburn, when I was in I had a teacher in elementary school, middle school, that was basically Mr. Ratburn.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah. He is great. But he was
tough.
He was tough for me. He taught science, so it was a little harder for me. I'm not like I like science, but I'm not good at it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a teacher in fifth grade who reminded me very much of Mr. Ratburn.
Mr. Ratburn. He was very fair, Mr. Ratburn.
He was. In retrospect, he was. But it just seemed like, well, he gets so much homework.
Yeah, right.
You know.
You have 20 minutes of homework tonight. What? So much homework.
Keep in mind, Arthur was in third grade. So like,
that's true. Oh, wow. You know. They talked so well.
I know.
They were so adult.
I know.
But I remember clicking around the kitchen, and that game was a spelling bee. Like, he had to do like a spelling bee or something like that.
Right.
And we also had an Arthur. We also had an Arthur Halloween book before it was on the show. Like when they kind of looked more animalistic before they went to
original.
Yeah, before they
Mark
went
Brown
to PBS.
Books.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mark Brown, very good.
Mark with a C.
Mark with a C. Very good. You get an A.
Thank you.
That's your mark.
Hey.
Yeah. But I remember clicking around the kitchen. If you clicked on the cookie jar, all the cookies would pop out and do an a cappella cookie jam, and it was like one. 2, 3, 4 cookies. It was so good. You know what? I'm actually going
to
use my lookup and
to find it
right now, because it was tremendous. Okay. Keep talking.
Yeah. So I loved Arthur. I loved all the characters. I loved Buster. I loved Buster. Buster and, I mean, Arthur was probably my favorite character, but Buster was a close second. I remember, this is weird, I remember the episode where Buster was having a hard time with math, and so he had to memorize his times tables. And I could relate because I was in third grade at the time. That was another thing. When Arthur started, I was in second or third grade, so I was just exactly, I was like Arthur's age, so I could very much relate. And so they were like learning multiplication tables at the same time I was. And I remember Buster was having a hard time, so he's memorizing his multiplication tables, and there's this like training montage, like a Rocky style training montage.
Absolutely,
you remember
this?
That. Where he's like running all over town and like saying his multiplication tables out loud everywhere. And I remember him standing on a park bench, pointing at some woman who was walking her dog, and as the dog walks by, he goes, 9 times 9 is 81.
I absolutely remember
and
that.
And I will forever remember, like I was I was struggling with my times tables too, but I knew 9 times 9 was 81 because of Buster, just from the way he the inflection. 9 times 9 is 81, and then the dog went.
Yeah. you know it very well.
I remember lots of little weird details. A lot of these shows, I would record them on tapes, and then when they weren't on or when like new episodes weren't coming out, I would rewatch them.
I found it.
Okay, let's hear it.
1, 2, 3, 4, boom, shaboom, boom, shaboom, boom,
boom. Oh my God. Barbershop, I like it.
I always remember that, and I don't know why. We used to go through the game just to click on the cookies, and it was pretty far into the game. So at that point, you're just like, I might as well finish it.
Well, yeah, of course. Hey, do you remember having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card?
Yep, I do remember that. I also remember Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were a lot of celebrity. Mm-hmm. This is like before Family Guy. Well, The Simpsons was doing it, I guess. But yeah. They would have these celebrities come on and be themselves. I
can't believe you just compared Arthur to Family Guy.
Yeah, well.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. Bill Clinton was on there when he was still president.
Yep, that's right.
Hey, little man, we
played the saxophone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the episode, The Ballad of Buster Baxter, where there's like an elk or maybe a deer like singing to the camera the whole time, and there's like a theme song for The Ballad of Buster Baxter?
Sure don't.
I guess we found one that you don't know.
No.
But that was Art Garfunkel from Simon and Garfunkel.
What?
He's singing The Ballad of Buster Baxter. Yeah.
What?
It's pretty great. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. Let me see. Okay, are there any other guest celebrity appearances you can remember?
That I remember? No.
While I'm pulling up the Ballad of Buster Baxter that I used my one lookup for?
Nope, that's fine. I remember the show well, and I remember it fondly, and I remember, but like for whatever reason, out of all the PBS shows, it was Wishbone that stuck in my head the most. So something like Arthur, Magic School Bus was the other.
Oh, Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus was the other game that I actually had where you would like, you'd go into the human body or you'd go into space.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I remember whatever. The episode where they went in the human body.
Yep. I remember that. Oh, because what's her name was Orange or what's it was. Someone was Orange because they were eating too many of the.
Arnold.
Yeah, because they were eating too many
of the cheesy Wheezies.
Exactly. I always remember that because whenever someone's like, oh, if you eat too many carrots, you become orange.
Right.
Like, as an adult, people say this.
Yes.
And the Magic School Bus is the first thing that I think of.
Right.
I had a professor in college who looked and pretty much acted exactly like Miss Frizzle.
Nice.
She was not a science teacher, but she had the gingery hair tied up like bangles and bright colors and scarves and here we go.
Nice.
She was so much fun. She was great. Yeah, she was hard.
Were you with us yet at Rhode Island Comic Con this year when we saw the woman in the Miss Frizzle cosplay?
No.
Oh man, yeah, it must have been before you got there.
No.
It was pretty good.
Was it?
It was like the dress was like perfect. Like it had the little planets all over it and everything.
That's awesome.
This is the Ballad of Buster Baxter.
Okay,
by the way.
Let's hear it. I do remember this song. Yep, I do.
This is the story about the face on the cake. It belongs to Buster Baxter. Baby boy, Bunny Buster Baxter was born 8 years ago. At first all he did was cry and eat and eat and eat and grow, eat and grow. That's all he did. He met Arthur, they became friends. It was an historic day. They always had lots of fun, they liked to read and play. Hey! Then one day Buster found out he was gonna go.
Goodbye, Arthur!
He went around the world. A couple of times we thought he left the show. Buster Baxter went away.
Yeah,
that's so great. I kind of want to learn that.
Yeah, me too.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I remember this now. He left for like maybe it was like over the summer break or whatever, and the cliffhanger was like, Buzz was leaving town to be with his airline pilot dad for the summer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then when he came back, he was all worldly and like, oh, yeah.
Did he come back with aviators? Do I
remember
that correctly?
Yeah, that could be right. Yeah. And he was all like pretentious. He was like, oh, that's a croissant.
Yeah.
I had them in Paris with my dad. He's an airline pilot, by the way.
I do remember that. I do.
And it was like, what? Why is he saying that word funny?
Didn't
it's
he have a scarf that he kept like throwing
oh,
it
yeah,
back?
Oh, yeah, that sounds yeah. right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Show was great.
Oh, it was so good.
Show was great.
So Arthur, Bill Nye, you didn't really care for.
I would like, well, I think it's not that I didn't care for it. I think that there was something else on that I just cared
okay.
for more.
Okay.
And that, or maybe my brother cared for more and we would switch to. I just can't remember what that
what
thing
it was.
Is.
Okay, I loved Bill Nye. Did you watch? We've talked about.
I always catch the tail end of him. I would always remember watching the end because
that
I
makes
must
sense.
Have switched.
You
must
back.
Have
switched back.
I must have
then.
Switched back.
Did you ever watch Where in the World or Where in Time is Carmen
Sandiego? Carmen
Sandiego.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Got you back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's in San Diego.
No. It's in her freaking name, you guys.
Nah, it's not. She's not there.
I remember the tail end of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and then it became Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego.
Where in Time is
right.
Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, and it became all like cool sci-fi, like there were all these like CGI animations of like a spaceship that was supposed
but
to be like
horrible
a time
CGI
machine. Yeah, I mean for the time it was
yeah.
good for the time, I guess. If I watch sure. it now, it'd probably be awful. But I watched that more because I was a little young for Where in the World, but then when it became Where mm-hmm. in Time, I remember that more. I watched a bunch of that. I loved The Chief.
She was great.
She was great.
She was great. Do you remember who that was?
Her name was Lynn Thigpen. I remember because
that's a great
never
name.
Heard the name Thigpen before that mm-hmm. or after. She was in the Godspell movie.
That's why I knew her. Yep, that's right.
Oh, bless the Lord, my soul is her.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless
the
Lord.
Mm-hmm. But she passed away a few years ago, sadly.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I loved that show. Crowds of Creatures, I watched a bit of, and I had a couple episodes
to.
Taped, but I liked it, but I didn't love it. I watched it more in the background, I think.
Crowds of Creatures. Okay. That was like, my brother and I would like Crowds of Creatures. Now, if you watch it now, it's so funny because
it's just
it's
stock footage.
So obviously green screen.
It's just a hat. Well, not even. It's like, they weren't even standing in front of it half
like
the time.
It's like a Sir David Attenborough stock footage.
They just found stock footage, and they would just narrate over it. Like, I don't think they were even green screen in front of it. They were just like...
They did sometimes,
Sometimes? Okay, I don't even remember that. I just remember them being like, oh man, here comes the lion, run away! And it's like, I was like, oh man, I can't believe they're actually in Africa, and like, they're with the lions. This is crazy, and... Oh, now I'm like, oh no, they were just in California.
They were not. They were just in California. Yeah, Chris and Martin Kratt.
Chris and Martin Kratt.
Yeah.
And they still have, they did Zubumafu after that.
Yeah, they have Zubumafu after
which
that.
Which I think took off more. I think that was
popular. Zubumafu. See, and it's funny because I was just about old enough that it didn't, Zubumafu was just a little too young by the time that it had switched over.
Me too. But again, my sister was like, it was maybe even a little young for her, but she was just hanging on, so she watched it, and so I saw some of that Zubumafu. But it was the same thing. It's just like
it was the same thing, except that they had Zubumafu,
right?
The sock puppet,
right?
The monkey.
Well, but there was a real. Well, yeah, I guess there was a puppet.
Yeah,
but then there was also a real lemur.
That's right.
That they would use for like action
shots.
Oh, it was
a lemur. That's who he was. That's right.
I didn't know what a lemur was before that show, so I learned something there.
I love that show. I liked it. I learned a lot about animals on that show.
Do you remember the Charlie Horse Magic Pizza?
Sure don't.
Yeah. That was around the same time as Zubumafu. They also like rebooted Lamb Chop, but they made Charlie Horse the main character. And the conceit was like,
I do remember that
they owned a pizza restaurant.
Yep.
And I think Dom DeLuise was on it.
Yep. Didn't watch it though.
Okay. Yeah. It didn't run for very long.
Yeah. Maybe for good reason.
It wasn't very good.
It's a weird name for a show.
Yeah. It really was a weird name. But, and it was a weird show. But yeah, it didn't last very long. I do remember the Lamb Chop holiday specials. They did like a Hanukkah one and a Passover one because Sherry Lewis was Jewish and she wanted to make these specials because like there's lots of Christmas specials but there's no like kid-friendly specials
Hanukkah special.
Jewish holidays.
Yeah.
So she made them and I watched them because I wanted to learn about Jewish culture and I actually learned a lot from those as a kid. Anyway, side note. Zubumafu. Now they have Wild
Kratts.
They
have Wild Kratts, which I have watched and it's mix
cartoon.
Of like cartoon and I think they might still use some footage,
okay.
But I can't remember.
Okay,
I'm slightly old for their demographic now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I've seen it like while I'm changing channels. That's why I didn't even know they did a song. I thought they just a cartoon.
I saw it by just, I think I watched, I want to say I watched part of an episode and it was all cartoon, but
okay.
I think maybe I was waiting. Where is the green screen? It's not coming. It's not there.
Any honorable mentions as we wrap up here?
On PBS. Oh, see, that's a, there are things that were on PBS that were not kid things.
Yeah.
That I saw, like, I remember, like, Nova.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Nature.
Yeah, Nova. Right. All the David Attenborough greats.
Right.
Well, Nature was, no, Nova wasn't. Nova was Walter Cronkite, wasn't it? Walter Cronkite.
It's changed. Like, I know now, like, yeah, I don't remember Walter Cronkite or Nova. I don't know.
I remember we definitely had something where Walter Cronkite narrated, okay. And I think it was Nova, or it might have been on the same tape as Nova. It's tough when you had stuff on VHS and you would just, like, everything was taped,
right.
And so it was all just combined together.
So you don't remember
so,
what it's from,
no,
or what, yeah. And all
no, it takes a lot.
Alan Alda did was it Nova? Alan Alda did one of those shows on PBS for
the
a
dinosaur
while.
I don't remember
the dinosaur one.
There was one where I think I've talked about this before many episodes ago. Where a guy turns into, like, he's turning into a dinosaur, and he's got to go on the hunt to cure himself, but they're also learning about dinosaurs at the same time, and it's like he becomes like a stop motion dinosaur at the end of it, but he still has all his personality.
That sounds like the plot of District 9.
You know, not dissimilar.
It sounds.
And yet, one I really enjoyed, and one I didn't.
Did you not like District 9?
Nah,
no, I really liked it.
It was, yeah.
I rewatched it earlier this year, and I really, really
enjoyed it. Yeah, you know what it was? I watched it, and I was, a couple minutes in, I was like, yeah, okay, I got it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, it felt very heavy-handed.
Okay.
And I like subtlety,
you like subtlety,
I guess.
Yeah. It was, I mean, just, I obviously I do too, but I found it very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other PBS. I mean, there is more, but that's about all I can think of right now.
There certainly is more, but if we can't think of them, then we know that we've pretty much run out of things that we used to watch.
Yeah.
But I mean, like we did a whole episode on Wishbone Unto itself, and clearly you could talk about Arthur for a long time.
Yeah, I have more about Arthur that I'm just not.
You're just not saying.
I just can't.
No,
I can't squeeze it all in.
That is quite all right. Do you have any closing thoughts?
My sister was always afraid of the PBS characters when we saw like them in real life. So Barney was her favorite in the entire world, and she got to like meet someone dressed up as Barney at like some county fair or whatever, and she was terrified and didn't want to meet him. And then when we went to see Sesame Street Live, she threw her popcorn in the air and it went everywhere because she was scared of Big Bird.
Well, there you go.
That's it. Those are my closing stories.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
I have two reviews here.
Oh, well.
I would like to read out.
Are they iTunes reviews? People can leave us by looking up your reviews on iTunes?
They are, in fact, all the things that you just said.
Well,
pretty great.
Let's hear them.
Pretty great. One I might have read before, but it's been a little while, so I don't remember. This comes from The Rhymesmith, a perfect geek podcast, 5 stars. Frank's voice is magic.
I'm sorry, Rhymesmith. Nothing in that review rhymed, so... Ooh.
It's free verse.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
sure.
It's fine.
Thank you, Rhymesmith, for that lovely review.
We also have Mimi C, 1019, 5 stars. Excellent with a few exclamation points. I found this podcast because I already listened to Frank and Tim's Supergirl podcast, Supergirl TV Talk, and I love that, so I figured I would give this a listen. Why did I not find this sooner? Great topics. I'm still back listening. Love it, guys. Thanks for giving me something great to listen to on my long commute to work.
Thank you, Mimi. I think we've spoken on Twitter a couple times. Thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say.
Now that I've sounded, it's funny now. Okay, so I said it's Mimi C because the C is capitalized, but what if it's just Mimic?
I think it's Mimi.
Okay.
Or at least that's the impression I got.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. If you want to leave us iTunes reviews, please, please go ahead and do so and tell us what your favorite PBS show was.
Oh, yes.
You can find us at Beer with Geeks on Twitter. You can find Beer with Geeks at gmail.com, beerwithgeeks.com, of course. And you can go to thoughtbubbleaudio.com where this show, as well as our other two podcasts, Supergirl TV Talk, which Mimi mentioned, and The Marketers Next Door, you can find them there and learn more about all of our shows. I think that wraps it up for us today, my dear friend.
I think so too,
my dear fellow.
So until next time,
cheers.